bring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
CFRC here at 101.9 FM, broadcasting at the basement of Carruthers Hall here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. For the next 2 hours, we have Saltwater Music, your weekly look at the East Coast music scene.
Cause I'm lost in space.
And tonight I'll show with brand new music from Free to Grow. They have a new album just came out called Assorted Ruminations, and that song was called Lost in Space from them. And tonight, in hour number two, we're going to have a bunch of songs from an album that came out this past summer. Songs from the Gang, A Celebration of Joel Plaskett, all covers of Joel Plaskett songs. And it was all put together in secret by his musician friends for his 50th birthday, and they surprised him this past summer. So we'll play a little of that in hour number two, as we're in the midst of the CVRC funding drive now till December 31st. Go to CVRC.ca and donate. Any amount is appreciated between now and the end of the year. You donate two ways, either through Queen's University, a tax receipt, or you donate directly through the website to get some free gifts, rather. And from our local sponsors, and up to 50 chances to win raffle prizes as well. And this next set, we'll start off with Quote the Raven. We'll do In the Rain from them. Asitha Power, she's new to the show. A song called Newfoundland-ish is the album, and the song's called Lost Ties. And then from Bray Isabel, we'll have It's a Wonderful Life from her new EP, Things I Never Told You. And from Corey Matheson, from his album, Rid the Darkness, we'll do Lily White. So first is Quote the Raven and In the Rain here on CRC.
Looking back on our time in Central Park, the street lamps mapped the dark. We were lost, and how it poured. When it's love you never bore, I see that day and drag on it forever. All the time took the light, candles lit the night until they died. How it rained, I never was to you complain. You grabbed your coat and I followed you outside. Now I'm sitting on the porch, 30 years in these old hands. Another storm coming in. I keep running from the weather. The wind calls out your name. Another day of darkness. Another sad refrain. I could freeze our final moments. It'd only numb. Keeps dragging on forever. Now I'm sitting on the porch, 30 years in these old hands. Feel another storm coming again. And I keep running from the weather. The wind calls out your name. It's another day of darkness. Another sad refrain. I could freeze a final moment. It'd only numb the pain. The sun won't shine. The sun won't shine. Oh, the sun won't shine. The sun. Did in the rain.
This is Christina Laurie, CFRC's Local Journalism Initiative news reporter. Does local news matter to you? CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st, and you can help CFRC keep our listeners informed on issues that matter with modernized broadcasting equipment and trained team members. Help CFRC raise $25,000 this year and make your gift today via CFRC.ca. Don't forget to tune in for daily news programming and subscribe to our news podcast to keep up with the latest in your community.
Feeling down, feeling blue, feeling anxious. Just keep your mind. Step into a world where stories meet sound. My name is Simmer Kaur, host of Melodies of Myth, a show that blends Indian classical and Western music with short tales of culture, history, and identity. Join me every Friday at 3 p.m. only on CFRC. And if you enjoy the music, you can find more by searching Simmer Kaur on Spotify. Tune in, unwind, and let the melodies carry you. Once again, it's Melodies of Myth, 3 p.m. every Fridays.
Hello and welcome to Salt Licht in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licht in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Tom Savage. We love our Spotify. We love our Apple Music. It's a wonderful thing to have all the music in the world at your fingertips. But the big downside is that these streaming services pay fractions of a penny per streamed artist, and that doesn't buy a lot of groceries. So if you're really digging an album, reach out to that musician or band, make a donation, buy some physical merchandise, help them keep creating great music for you. We can't rely on giant corporations to do the right thing. We as music fans need to put our own value on music. Let's keep that creative engine going.
Pushing back. That night still haunts me, leaves me frozen in the past. Now
And that was Corey Matheson with Lily White. We had Bray Isabel and It's a Wonderful Life. We had Seath of Power with Lost Ties. And Quote the Raven in there with In the Rain from them. And up next, we'll do Strange Plants, a song from them. The band, their album is called Strange Plants, so same as the band. We'll do a song called When the Stars Fall from Jake Nickel from his album Saturn Returns. We'll do Imagination Eyes. And then we'll throw Arsonist in here, Nowhere Man. That's from her album that came out this summer called Queen of Swords. And then we'll throw on Andrew Wickens from Big Dreams, Little Earthlings, House of Heavenly Bodies. She's a Queens alumni, too. She went here in the 90s. Originally from Antigonish, Nova Scotia. Now she lives in New York City. And we're in the midst of the CBRC funding drive now till the end of the year. We've been on to air since 1922, so you can help us, support us. We're the only campus community station in Kingston, especially helping out independent media as over the last couple of years. We're also the CKWS now, the local TV channel for local news. Although it's now anchored out of Peterborough, so there are some local reporters, and they also the two radio stations from Chorus, no local staff anymore. So if you want to support some local media, go to CRC.ca from now till the end of the year. And so we'll go back to that music. So up next we'll do Strange Plants, and this song is called When the Stars Fall.
I'm not afraid to Hello, this is Ellie Sturton, this year's Arts News Coordinator and co-producer of CFRC Live Sessions and Release Radar Reels on Instagram. CFRC is thrilled to amplify local artists and musicians on our airwaves and social media, and to provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
certain tree lines and explosions in the sky. If I were a believer, I'd take it as a sign. I may be a cult contender, drink moonlight by the glass, sit in their circles singing songs, open spirit, move me. Sometimes it's hard to hear the music, hard to just go home, sleep it off, under 9 square feet of stars that you bought last week at the dollar store, hoping for magic.
That was Andrew Wickens, House of Heavenly Bodies, Arsonist with Nowhere Man. We had Jake Nickel, Imagination Eyes. And before that, we had Strange Plants and When the Stars Fall from them. And I mentioned in hour number two, we're going to play some songs from Songs from the Gang, a celebration of Joel Plaskett. But in fact, we'll start playing some of that in hour number one. Now, first, we'll play Joel Plaskett himself. We'll do a song from his recent albums, One Real Reveal. Almost 7 minutes long. We'll play that, and then we'll start playing some tracks from Songs from the Gang, Celebration of Joel Plaskett. Just came out this past summer. We'll do Sloan's version of I Love This Town. Oh, yes, and there's some language on that one. Then we'll have Rose Cousins, Nothing More to Say. That's the radio edit from that. And Joel, Sloan, and Rose all played Kingston over the last couple years. Joel played this past summer at one of the McKim Brothers Festival. And we also had Sloan just here recently. It was a homecoming evening here on near Queens campus. They played the Ale House. A rare early show. It was like 5:45 and a great turnout. And Rose Cousins played the Broom Factory early this year here in Kingston. And also I did want to mention for about Queens football, unfortunately the season came to an end last Saturday in Saskatoon. So we're back to our regularly scheduled programming on Saturday afternoons. Yes, they lost to the Saskatchewan Huskies 22-11. Score was 14-1 at halftime. They gave up a touchdown to one of the receivers and then had a punt return for a touchdown. But this was a very good season for Queens. This was their longest run in 16 years since they won the Vanier Cup in 2009. They were in tough, and I didn't even realize about the history of Ontario going out west. They don't play each other very often. The last Ontario team to win a national semifinal, I guess a Western team out west, Queens beating Manitoba in 1968. Yeah, so they were in tough. They did put up a very good fight, 22-11, so a close contest. It was 14-1 at halftime, and then did get a touchdown in the second half. But a little bit tough. They did get a lot of yards and first downs, but just did not produce enough points. And thanks to Jesse Bell, who's covering the entire season. And if you search CFRC Power Plays on Instagram, he had some pictures from the last few weeks in the long playoff run. So congratulations to the Queens Gales on the long playoff run. Fortunately, could not get to the Vanier Cup, but a long run nonetheless. Especially, they won the Yates Cup, so they have some hardware this year, so I want to mention that. And if you want to help support the station and the CFRC Sports Broadcast, you can go to CFRC.ca for the funding drive from now till December 31st. And we're trying to expand the coverage, trying to get some Kingston Youth Leagues. So you just visit CFRC.ca from now till the end of the year. You get a tax receipt, or you can get some raffle prizes and some amazing free gifts from the station. And it's all listed on the website, the different levels you can do. Any amount is appreciated, $5, $10. It all adds up if everybody donates. So donate if you can, and if not, just spread the word if you can from now till the end of the year. So we'll get back to the music. So we'll do Joel Plaskett, a longtime friend of the station. I'll bring out that station ID Joel did a number of years ago. Joel's been coming to the station, doing interviews and helping out since the 90s when he was with Thrush Hermit. So been a longtime friend of the show and the station. So Joel's been a longtime supporter of CFRC. So we'll do one real reveal, and then we'll do Sloan and Rose Cousins covers of his tracks here on CFRC.
So sure it's gonna set us free, but if you're walking out the door, wait for me. I'm hot on your heels, I know how it feels, waiting on one real reveal.
After all, the one things I've heard other people saying, lying and betraying, thinking they're the only ones who know the way in. All of me, I will follow in any door that you pass through, stepping in. They count from 10, 9, 8. Don't wait too long. 5, 4, 3, too late. We're gone.
Childhood home in Lunenburg, as I did before. Instead of going to the spot in the yard where I buried coins as a kid, I walk across the street and head for the woods behind some houses. I get to the area where the fort was and see a string leading elsewhere. At some point, the string veers right, crosses a ditch, and heads into the woods. Wraps around a branch on a small spindly pine tree and heads left. I notice a chain link fence running along beside me to my right. I follow the string until I get to a hole in the fence, at which point I leave the string and climb through the hole. I look back through the fence and the trees and see the highway I was walking on. Turning around, I see an abandoned airfield with a few old planes and a single-story administrative building across the field to the left. It's the size of one of those small rural post offices. I walk across the field and enter. There are two desks with telephones and dusty papers. I see a filing cabinet and roll out the bottom drawer. There are alphabetized files inside. I find my file and it's very thin. Just a single sheet poking out the top of the file. It's a white piece of paper with a circular hole in it, 4 or 5 inches in diameter. I hold the paper to my face and look through the circle. It's as if I can perceive things differently. I see the space between objects and the force that draws them together or repels them. I think about the books in the shop and the space between them. My family and this customer who keeps coming around and making everyone uncomfortable. They all make sense. There's a mirror in the office, and looking, I see myself in it, holding the paper in front of my face. The older Asian woman from my previous dreams is behind me, slightly to my left, and is looking at my reflection in the mirror. Our eyes connect, and she reaches her right hand around my back and puts it on my right shoulder. I turn around to face her and lower the paper. She's still there. We don't speak, but she nods at me, and with this, I recognize that I can access this perception when I need to. I put the sheet back in the file, return it to the cabinet, and leave the building with her in it. I head back across the airfield to the hole in the fence and follow the string along the same path back home.
This is Nate Bright, co-producer of this year's CFRC Live Sessions and release rating reels on Instagram. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFRC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make a gift today via CFRC.ca.
Are gone. I don't give a fuck. Let the winter come on. I think I'll try my luck. Always knew it could be bad, though I must admit, if I thought it'd be this bad, I would've split. I'm exhausted. I'm black and blue. Don't tell me your cheating heart's attacking you too. I hear your voice across the wire, liar. Don't call me up when you figure it out. I've got nothing more to say to you. You had your chance when the truth came out. I've got nothing more to say to you. There's a beginning and an end to every story and song, every lover and friend whose heart could never belong. Every track on the rail, every line on the road, every country so rich you know it's got to explode. Don't call me up when you figure it out. I got nothing more to say. Truth came out. I got nothing more to say to you. Now what do you do when the good's all gone? There's nothing more to say to you. What we had was right, what's left is wrong. I've got nothing more to say. Nothing left here to be amended. Check your mailbox, return to sender, pretender. Don't call me up when you figure it out. I've got nothing more to say to you. You had your chance when the truth came out. I've got nothing more to say. What's left is wrong. I got nothing more to say to you. Nothing more to say to you. I've got nothing more to say to you. I've got nothing more to say to you.
And that was Rose Cousins with her version of Nothing More to Say, from Songs from the Gang, a celebration of Joel Plaskett. Before they had Sloan, their version of I Love This Town. And we have from Joel himself, one of his recent albums, One Real Reveal. And that was the title track from that. We're going to play a bunch of tracks from this tonight on the show. So we'll do a four-song set now. We'll do Mo Kenny doing Lonely Love, Matt Anderson doing Natural Disaster, Jen Grant, her version of Lying on a Beach, and then Aaron Costello with Old Friends from her. Yes, this was put together this past, last year or so. It was presented to Joel, a surprise for his 50th birthday, so he had no idea what was going on. His manager, a bunch of musician friends, put this together over the last year or so. And it is on vinyl as well, double vinyl. So, you know, did want to mention, of course, the Seaversea funding drive. From now till the end of the year, any amount is appreciated. Seaversea.ca to donate. We've been on the air since 1922 and help support local radio, especially in this day and age. I did mention earlier about Chorus Radio and TV late last year or so, a bunch of cutbacks. So Fresh Radio and Big FM, if you ever find those on the dial here, they have no local announcers anymore. Yes, so they're on-the-air radio stations, but no local announcers. So if you want to support some local media, CFRC.ca from now till the end of the year.
Dirt under your nails from working in the garden. Trying to grow a plant with the wind under our sails. You and me were getting started. Don't tell me that you can't. With ice cold nuts.